In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. We celebrate today the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It begins with our words with our good patron, St. Anthony of Padua, our mediatrix, he writes, "The Most Holy Virgin Mary has brought about peace between God and the sinners, as the rainbow in the clouds after the flood was the sign of the covenant between God and the earth. So Mary is truly the sign of the covenant and peace between God and the sinner." And what we want to look at this morning is how Our Lady is really an efficacious sign, as a lot like how we understand sacrament, and an efficacious word being given by Our Lady in the event at the visitation. We get at the mystery of Our Lady as mediatrix of all graces, and if we kind of make the setting in sacred scripture, we can kind of approach the mystery. We go to Wisdom 7, verse 11. "Now all good things," talking about wisdom, "now all good things came to me together with her, and innumerable riches through her hands. And I rejoiced in all these, for this wisdom went before me, and I knew not that she was the mother of them all." We can also understand Our Lady, mediatrix of all graces, from Luke 6. "For with what measure you measure, it shall be measured out to you." And it's only Our Lady, because she's the Immaculate Conception, who is able to give her all with her fiat, and also to able to be give an infinite good in the oblation of her Son at the foot of the cross at Calvary. And insofar as she was able to do that, giving up her maternal rights and the sacrifice of her Son, she, like no one else, gave God the infinite good of his only begotten Son. And that's the measure which Our Lady has been measured out back to her, as this quasi-infinite being able, really, the governance of God's mercy given under her Immaculate Heart. We can also think of this, 1 Corinthians 12. "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." Sometimes, of course, we speak with our Protestant brethren, and they say, "You know, I can just go right to Jesus." Well, Scripture says that you can't. "No one comes to me except the Father draw him." And here we have, "No one can even say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." So, of course, the persons of the Holy Trinity intimately involved with the profession and justification with faith in Christ. And what we're looking at this morning with this leap in the womb of St. John the Baptist is that authority has been given to creation. And that authority has specifically been given to the Mother of God, Mother Mary. And so we're going to take a look at that, how that actually spells out. Lastly, before we get into the text itself, St. James, "The Father willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." And that's what's going on in St. John the Baptist this morning as he's receiving grace through the word, a created word, which carries a divine word of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, which is heard by Elizabeth and has an effect on the child in her womb. It's a great pro-life message, of course, as well, the dignity of the child in the womb who stands in relationship with his Maker, and that is personhood, standing in relationship to our God. Okay, so Our Lady entered into the house and saluted Elizabeth. What did she say? We don't know what she said, but we do know that the last thing we heard about a greeting in St. Luke's Gospel is that she was greeted by the Archangel Gabriel, and she was greeted with these words, "Kyrie, ke kairitomeni, hail full of grace, the Lord is with thee." And so it's possible, and it seems probable, that perhaps that same word, Kyrie, she gave to Elizabeth, and it had the effect of what it means, rejoice. And St. John the Baptist leapt with joy in the womb of his mother. So if we take a close look at that word greeting, because it's at the sound of this greeting that all this is unfolding, it's used 10 times in the New Testament. 3 times in a Marian way, she receives a greeting from the Archangel Gabriel, we could say a divine greeting, and then 2 times in the Visitation where she's doing the greeting and is having this tremendous effect at the level of grace. And 4 times we see it used kind of in the old dispensation with the scribes and Pharisees who love greetings. They love greetings in the marketplaces. They love to be greeted. And Jesus, of course, will say, you know, they have received their reward. And also we see it 3 times in St. Paul's letters at the very end of 1 Corinthians, Colossians, and 2 Thessalonians where he's signing off. This is my own greeting. And each time he does that, he says, grace be with you. grace be with you. So kind of circling around the mystery, we see that with the word of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, there is grace that's being given. And we say it's through the voice of the Virgin Mary. Here in St. Paul's letters, it's through his pen, right? He's writing sacred scripture, the inspired word of God. And grace is effected, of course, through that sacred scripture. In the event of the visitation, we see more the mystery of the living voice and the living soul of the church in Mary Immaculate. It's really a microcosm, the church in miniature, going on here, that the woman carries Christ, and that's Mother Mary, and in a broader sense, in a corporate sense, it's the church. And it's the woman who encloses each of the faithful, and in that woman we hear. Faith comes by hearing. We hear the word of God accepted in faith, and so are justified. And that is kind of a broad look at what's going on with the mystery at the visitation. So we get this aspect, and it really gets at how Our Lady is spouse of the Holy Spirit. Why? Well, what is a voice? A voice is the breath which carries a word. And the breath of God, of course, is the Holy Spirit, and the word of God, of course, is the Son of God. And that intra-Trinitarian life is working forth through the Immaculate Virgin Mary. She speaks, and it has an effect. And the breath of the Virgin Mary forms this word, a created word which has a divine effect, again, in the human person. Okay, so all this is going on, and we can think also of how the child leapt. That child, St. John the Baptist, leapt in a specific way, which we look in the Old Testament, and it's the fulfillment of the prophecy. We have to remember in Luke 1:15 that St. John the Baptist would be full of the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. That's what's going on here. But the word, that word leapt, is used as the Holy Spirit leaps upon Samson, the Holy Spirit leaps upon Samuel, the Holy Spirit leaps upon Saul, in different events. And so it is here, but even more so, because not just the Holy Spirit on, surrounding, kind of covering, but also filled, because it's not the Holy Spirit here that leaps, it's St. John the Baptist who leaps, because he has been filled with that Holy Spirit and the new dispensation of grace. This really gets in an aspect of, hopefully more and more we'll come to grips with, is the Immaculate Virgin Mary being within, and that in a very mysterious way, there's an immanence to the mother. This is, the Catechism will talk about this, that the mystery of motherhood gets at immanence, gets at the very tenderness of the presence of the mother within the child, even at the level of science. There's something called mitochondrial DNA. You can actually trace different, you know, animal scientists will kind of trace, for example, humpback whales. They'll look at who was the mother of whom, and they can actually take a sample, get this mitochondrial DNA, and it's a matrilineal line at how, you know, the mother, even biologically, is within the child in a very unique way. And here, too, at the level of grace, we see something similar with Mother Mary. So all these things are mysteries that give us cause to joy. And it's that joy that we want to spread this day, because, I mean, this is all about mission. As Franciscans of the Immaculate, we're all about mission and carrying the mystery of the Immaculate to others, which is, of course, the very mystery of the Mother of God. And so this day, we make an examination of conscience and how we have responded or have not responded to God's grace, that we might be heralds of joy, heralds of the great King, as our patron, St. Francis, was.